Happy Tuesday, everyone. Welcome back to The Girl Code, the ultimate guide to all things confidence, friendship, and leveling up your life. Today's episode is about something every girl needs to know, the unspoken rules of The Girl Code. Because let's be real, there are just some things you don't do as a girl, and there are certain ways we should always show up for each other. Whether it's friendships, dating, or just being a decent human being, today we're breaking down the essential rules that every girl should follow. So let's grab our coffee, let's get ready, and let's jump into it. What is the girl code? Well, the girl code is the unspoken set of rules that keep our friendship strong, our dating life drama-free, and our confidence level on point. It's about having each other's back, respecting boundaries, and making sure we all win together. Because let's be real, when girls support girls, we're unstoppable. Here are the top essential girl code rules. Rule number one, never date your friend's ex. I don't care if he suddenly changed, man. He's off limits. There are literally, guys, so many people in this world. Why would you go after your friend's ex? Rule number two, always hype your girls. If her makeup is slaying, say it. If she's second guessing an outfit, hype her up. If she's feeling down, remind her who the heck she is, okay? I love it when girls love girls like that, like, period. If something's off about my makeup, say it too, you know? Rule number three, if you see another girl struggling, help her. If you see a girl alone at a party looking uncomfortable, check in. If she's having an outfit malfunction, tell her. If a guy is making her uncomfortable, step in. Let me tell you something. I went to the Bahamas with my now fiance. We went on a boat dinner cruise. And I was like, I love him. I do. But like, sometimes I need my own people. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I want to make friends, you know? And I was like, okay, let me just chill in this, like, inside the boat, you know, like, inside and outside. I don't know how to approach people, by the way, which is crazy, right? Because it's like, girl, what do you mean you don't know how to approach people? I'm not an approachable girly, and not everyone is friendly, so like, to avoid anything, I would rather somebody approach me. Anyways, I was there sitting down eating, and this girl just like complimented me, and like, she was so genuine about it that it wasn't like, it was just like so, like, it was, I felt like a movie, because it was like, did she really just compliment me? And like, I don't know if she knows this, but she made that night very like nice for me, because I had somebody to talk to. I went there with my partner, so it wasn't like I had anyone else to talk to. And honestly, I talk to him all the time, so I want to talk to different people. And she was just such a beautiful person. And she was 18, I think, or 19. I can't remember. She was around there, but just her ambiance, her presence, she probably, I mean, I looked like I didn't want to be there. I'm going to be honest. I probably did, you know, and she just made it better. The way she communicated, we were talking about like school, but like what she's planning to do when she goes to college. And it was just such a beautiful time. And to that girl that I did not get her name, or maybe I did and I forgot, you made such a beautiful impact that day to me. Like, you know, it felt good just to talk to somebody. So, yeah, like, my point is, she saw that I probably looked really uncomfortable, and she approached me, and she checked in, and she just made it, like, naturally, like, I was her friend naturally. And I love that. Rule number four, always tell her if something is stuck in her teeth or her makeup is off. Isn't that a given? Rule number five, never leave a drunk girl alone at a party. Period. We stick together. I don't understand how we're in 2025 and girls still don't stick together. And I feel like if you were like an 80s or a 90s baby, you definitely stood. Yeah, girls stood together. Like, period. But this new generation, they give me the icks. I don't go to parties, so I don't really have a say much. But this new generation really gives me icks with that. And I'm not saying every female is like this, but majority of the stories I've listened to, I've heard, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what on earth are you doing? You know, like, what's going on? Rule number six, don't talk bad about your friends behind their back. We support each other, not tear each other down. If you have an issue, talk to her, not about her. I don't know how much I can stress this out. I don't understand why people have the tendency to talk about somebody else. Like, aren't you exhausted? You're not exhausted from doing that so damn much? Like, to me, it's almost like you have nothing better to do. And trust me, I guarantee you, you have 100 other tasks waiting for you and you're focused on talking about somebody else. That is exhausting. That is draining. Don't be that girl. Because at the end of the day, it's going to come back to you, okay? Rule number 7. Respect her boundaries in friendships and relationships. If she says she's not comfortable with something, respect it. I don't like pushy people. I don't like when people say, it's not that big of a deal, just try it. It's not that big of a deal, do it. Don't be a pushy person. The minute you come off as pushy is the minute we're no longer talking because you're just not a good vibe. Once they say no, verbally, it's no. And I guarantee you, till this day, I'm still dealing with people in my life who don't understand what no is. It's just for some reason, no is such a bad word for some people. Like, no means yes to a lot of people. And I'm like, did I just not say no? Respect boundaries. Rule number 8. Be honest, but never mean. There's a difference between constructive criticism and straight up tearing someone down. I love being criticized because I love it. Tell me more. What can I improve on? What can I do better? Or what is it that you don't like about me? I'm not gonna attack you. It's not like I'm gonna scream and be like, yeah. No. Give me criticism. I'll take it all in. Just don't be mean. Like, there's a difference, I swear. People, like, there really is a difference. Rule number 9. Support her success. Her success is not your failure. We have to clap for our girls. We can't sit here and be, like, envious on the other side, right? Rule number 10, keep her secrets. If she tells you something in confidence, it stays between you two, period. So, people also struggle with that. I don't know why. It's like, there's so many secrets that I know that I will never tell anyone. Because at the end of the day, people are confiding in me. And as me, going into therapy, that's a HIPAA violation. So I appreciate when people just call me and confide in me. I'm like an on-call therapist. I love it sometimes, but sometimes I'm doing 100 things. I don't have time to be an on-call therapist. But there are times where it's like, okay, like, talk to me. How does it make you feel? Well, this is what I think you should do. Did you speak to them about it? Has it been an ongoing situation? Like, these are some of the things that you have to ask. It's a beautiful feeling when these are the questions that you're asking, that person is literally trusting you with their words. When girl code gets messy, because sometimes it can get a little bit complicated. Number 1, what if your friend's ex asks you out, but she's over it? That's still a no. Just don't do it. There's so many people who still do it and it's insane. Like, I'm not gonna get mad because I dated him like 2 years ago. Like, girl. I'm just gonna leave that with a little laugh. Number 2, what if a friend starts acting shady and breaking girl code? Have a conversation. If she's not being a real friend, it might be time to distance yourself. If this person cannot have a conversation with you without exploding or feeling sentimental, bye. Number 3, what if you accidentally break girl code? Own up to it, apologize, and make it right. At the end of the day, this podcast is called The Girl Code, but we are women. Some of you young ones are girls, obviously, but still own up to it and apologize and make it right. At the end of the day, it's about respect, loyalty, and making sure we all thrive together. So these are some common questions that get asked about the girl code dilemma. My best friend started talking to my situationship after I told her I liked him. What do I do? Simple. It's a violation. Know that. Have a conversation, but also reevaluate if she's really a friend. Question number 2. My friend always hypes me up in private, but never supports me publicly. Should I bring it up? Of course you should bring it up. A real friend hypes you in every room, not just behind closed doors. Just have a conversation and ask, like, hey, what's going on, you know? Number 3. Is it okay to ghost a toxic friend? Honestly, Yes, not everyone deserves closure. And honestly, this is the most realist statement that I could say. Because at the end of the day, people get exhausting. Like, I have... There's like, maybe I can count maybe like 3 people in my life who are really exhausting to even be around and even talk to. Because their energy just wears me out. And I keep their conversation to a 1 week minimum. My all. Like, give them my all 1 week. One time a week. Because I can't avoid them. But people are exhausting. Like, the day I leave, I'm never talking to that person again. You know? Because at the end of the day, not everyone deserves closure. Toxic people who talk about other people to you, you know they're not a friend, number one. Because if they're talking about other people, they're definitely talking about you to other people. And it's probably the person they're talking about. That's just what it is. Not everyone deserves the closure, you know? Unfortunately. It's sad because it's like, wow, this is how we're going to end our friendship. But at the end of the day, you're going to heal and you're going to grow from it and you're going to learn from the experiences, okay? So that's a wrap on today's episode. If you love this, make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share this with your girl gang. And tell me, what's one girl code rule you swear by? DM me or comment or leave it in the review that you're going to give me right after this episode. Until next time, stay confident, stay classy, and always follow Girl Code.